Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
But I think it's a really a good lesson for everybody to learn from in terms of how to respect the game. And I think we had examples of that throughout the game and quite frankly, throughout the week of practice this past week where, you know, there's moments where maybe some guys lay off here and there.
Call, I ain't never lied. I mean, that's the truth.
Cole ain't never lied. I couldn't make that out in real time. I'm so glad you brought that back, Danny. One of several incredible moments with Jalen Johnson.
He was terrific and honest. And I really hope that what we're seeing is a team full of honest, hardworking guys doing their best to push other guys. And it turning out well. The reaction that people have had inside of our text line, folks that are the Twitch mob is out there listening to this. Understand, we are very lucky on this station and on this show to have someone like Jalen. And quite honestly, the DJ Moore stuff this morning with Mully and Haw was incredible. This is kind of unprecedented. Like, I know that for all show, I've seemed shocked, and it's because I am. Mm-hmm. This is not usually the way that this goes.
I think we're seeing what has been developing a couple different things. We have a new era of NFL football player and young American, frankly, in a lot of ways, David Bowie, who try to communicate with intent and like try to really be honest and lay it all out there and truly do believe when they can just own their issues and own the truth that maybe they can get better at stuff. And we've heard that a lot now. I've heard that from Jalen for 3 years.
Yeah.
And this time slot at 5 o'clock on a Monday. And Cole Kmet is that way.
DJ Moore is that way.
Kevin Byard is I believe that way to the best of our knowledge.
And he's a little older though.
Yes, he is.
That's what's so fascinating about it. And like, there's a part of me that's like, man, they're going to get this corrected because there's so many guys being honest. And then there's a part of me that's like, I'm really worried that this is going to devolve.
Well, because what's scary about it is that at least publicly, their head coach is not like that. And that is a serious yeah. disconnect.
Yeah.
And it, because the head coach, as recently as today, did not own any of his mistakes from yesterday. He acknowledged yesterday and today that pressure could have been an option on the Hail Mary. That's it. He didn't own that they should have
pinched up.
He didn't own that he could have called timeout or should have called timeout. He didn't own that anything mattered until the last play. He didn't own that the play call on the handoff to Kramer was a problem. He didn't own anything. You got a bunch of players trying to own their own stuff, including Tyreek Stevenson today, and players willing to call out their own teammates because they know that's the culture they need, but you don't have a head coach who's instilling that.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
So here's hoping that it works. I do want to get back to Tyreek Stevenson because there were a lot of people who had opinions about Tyreek Stevenson, and it led SportsCenter today. It led First Take. It led halftime last night on Football Night in America. This is what they had to say about Tyreek Stevenson and the way that the Bears game ended.
It comes down to the last play of the game sometimes. NFL game happens, one play decides the game, and you watch this. You have Tyreek Stevenson, the last play of the game. He's worried about the fans. His back is to the ball. These guys are running down the field. You would hope another player would be like, hey, Reek, get in here. But when you watch this, you heard Eberflus well-detailed everything that's supposed to happen. I got on Sims in pregame and said, hey, don't call out Byard. He might be doing the right thing. We don't know right now. When we watch this, he said you're supposed to box out. I saw Jalen Johnson, the only guy boxing out. No other player was boxing out. It was a lot of guys kind of panicking because when the ball gets thrown, you're sitting there. You're like, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to get right here. You're supposed to box out. And the guys are like,
every one of them went for the ball.
Yep.
And there's young Noah Brown in the back waiting for the touchdown. Well coached. Absolutely.
If you're Matt Eberflus and you know him, who's on your coaching staff as your defensive coordinator, how do you handle the 2-year pro in Tyreek Stevenson after seeing what we just saw?
This is what I see Flus doing in the meeting tomorrow. take accountability for the play before the last play. Guys, we should have had guys up there. He'll take accountability for, even though they've practiced thing 100 times, maybe we didn't coach it well enough. But the big thing he will not take accountability for is Tyreek Stevenson not being ready. Talking to the crowd, he's going to address that and address it hard in the team meeting, and that's what he needs to do.
And I would say the coach is going to correct him. He's going to discipline him, whatever they decide. As a veteran player, you now need to pick this guy up. It's only his second year. We got to move on. He plays. He's a starter for them. He's a big-time player. We got to get him back on the right path after a mistake.
Hey, listen, the sixth time in the NFL history we've seen rookies that have gone 1-2 go against each other, that lived up to the building. That was a fun one.
Boy, that's great stuff. That's a good pull by you. I did not see that last night. And Jason Garrett there, speaking to exactly what we were just talking about, that he hopes privately, he assumes privately, he suggests privately that Matt Eberflus points a thumb and takes some accountability. He's not doing that publicly, but he better do it privately or else you don't have any credibility with your own team.
One more of these. Bill Belichick had some thoughts about this as well.
Worst case scenario for Tyreek Stevenson. Worst case scenario. We went through it every single week during our walkthrough. Yep. At the very end, there was always, I assume you guys did as well. What do you think? This was just lack of focus in a key moment? Because obviously 29 is a part of the story. They're 40 yards down the field already. He's still talking to the crowd. How's that happen? And what do you think happens there between Coach Eberflus and he today or after the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a ridiculous play. You know, doesn't get the call, doesn't know how they're going to play it. Terrible play by Stevenson. He has no idea what's going on and runs over there and jumps up and volleyballs it up in the air for a game-losing play. It was terrible.
It was. I thought it was a fake video. When it hit the internet, I thought it was AI. A fake video. I said, there's no way. This is the NFL. There's no way in this moment. You're literally 6-7 seconds away from a win. Yeah. You can hold off 6-7 seconds. Can you not, even if you need to talk to somebody,
No, you don't need to. That's where you get with your teammates and say, okay, I'm going up for the jump. I'm going to have the outside tip. I'm going to have the in front tip. I'm going to have the back tip. Because you don't want to tip it forward and have somebody catch it on the 5-6 yard line and just walk into the end zone either. So you really want to kind of box out the potential receivers, but have somebody who's big and strong and tall enough to go and jump high enough to get the ball and make sure that, you know, the receiver just doesn't jump up and pull it down for the catch. But then you have to be ready to handle the tip. And, of course, you can get two hands on the ball. The best thing to do is just knock it straight down onto the ground.
I thought we were done with this, man. National embarrassment.
No, we're just getting started. This is going to be a theme for the week. And this is part of the baggage that Tyreek's going to have to carry. And I know he says he doesn't care about what happened in the outside of the building, but he is the story of the NFL this week, and that's messed up. We'll take a break. Back after this on The Score.